baby. You got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short fun.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car. I'm entering your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. That'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Got my man Father Time on here. Father Time, what's good?
What's cracking, Doc?
We chilling. Where my girl at? Bada.
Yes, what's happening tonight, y'all?
Oh, shit, you know what we doing. We networking, politicking like we always do.
Yes.
No doubt.
Got my cocktail ready.
What's happening, Janine?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going down?
Hey, how you doing, Janine?
I'm doing good.
That's good.
All right, y'all, we gonna jump into this quick song right quick. Let me see what I got for y'all. What's up, y'all want some Cardi B? Hell no.
You funny.
Y'all like Cardi B?
You funny.
I'm y'all like Cardi B?
Mm-mm.
Hold on, dog. Before we even do that, what we finna do is this. We finna make this phone call right quick.
Yo.
Mr. Big Gang.
What's happening, man?
Whoa. We got a lot of feedback.
Testing 1-2.
All right, I'm going to need you to turn your radio down a little bit, dog.
I ain't got no radio on.
Okay.
You on speakerphone?
Nah. No, I'm on my phone, but somebody got a phone in my house. Is that fucking up something?
Yeah, y'all might be a little too close to each other.
Yo.
That was good,
y'all. Shit, ain't shit getting, I'm just chilling.
All right, y'all, hold on before we even get this going on. I want to say that this has been one of the most controversial past couple of days the Sin City Radio Show done had in a long time. I done got all type of motherfucking emails from everywhere. I done got texts. I done got tweets. Everybody saying this, that, and other about my man that we got on the show today, right now. My man, Stacey Big Game Brookshire. Stacey, what's happening with you, dog?
Oh, man, you know I'm stay thugging, man. You know what I do? I stay thugging.
Okay. Like I said, man, Stacey, I gotta tell you this.
Tell me.
From the moment we said that we were gonna put you on this show, oh my God, it's been just, man, it's just been text after text after text after email after email after email. Dude, do you understand that you're like one of the most controversial motherfuckers ever come out of Gary.
Shit, thug life, man. You know what it is. They know what it is. They know what it is, man. Shit, thug life.
I mean,
yeah.
Dude, when I say that you're like one of the most controversial, and I'm gonna tell you, what we gonna do is, man, we gonna get into everything. We gonna start it. We gonna break it down from beginning to end. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna go through the whole history of Stacey Big Game Brookshire. The good, the bad,
yeah,
and the ugly. You know what I'm saying? You with me, dog?
Yeah. I'm 100. I'm 100. I'm finna get these motherfuckers what they asking for, man. That's what I'm finna do. Real shit. You know what I'm saying? No shade type shit. You feel me? No shade type shit. They know what it is anyway. Every motherfucker, listen, y'all already know what it is. Y'all know I'm finna get to you wrong. I ain't finna put no shade on this shit. This shit finna be thunder on my mama.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Well, check this out, dog. Before we even do this, we finna hit everybody off with this one joint. We finna give everybody a chance to sit back like they blunt, pull they drink. We finna hit y'all off with this Brookshire Mafia. You a bitch. All right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's dedicated to all them fuck niggas out there, though. That's dedicated to all them fuck niggas that been hating on a nigga. That's what that's dedicated to, real talk. And y'all know that's dedicated to Gibbs, too, though. You know what I'm saying? I fuck. It's just real talk, man.
Squash you with my shoe, you're nothing but a bug to me. I'm from the gutter, see. Came up pushing butter cheese. I turned the crumb into a brick and started loving me. That's when the drama came, and then the chopper rang. The congregation saying this nigga here done made a change. Because he make a change straight up out the anus, man. I might laugh and joke, but motherfucker, I ain't plain. This ain't just one of these words I'm saying, ain't truth, and nigga, try me. I call up Stacey and them Brookshires that come up tight. Now nigga dying, lots of baby mamas crying. I give no fuck, I love the smell of flesh fighting. Something about 93 octane. Pour it over your body after I pop out your brain. Swimming money ain't a thing. And the drop top thing. Controversy, motherfucker. You want the name.
If you want it, you can get it. Nigga, I get it. If you want it, you can get it. Nigga, I get it.
On that drama, won't problems, it's going bad, dog. Should've thought about it, it's too late, not finna blast off. Knock your fucking ass off, send your fucking ass home. Heaven to hell, wherever you go, you are not alone. Take everybody standing with you, I'm calling all domes. Choppers at the side of your head, like cell phones. Put you niggas thoughts on the curb, like a light pole. Wet from head to toe, bleed hole, torso full of holes. Homie, you's a bitch in the whole damn hood. No quick, how you got that ass hit, but you die slow. Payback is a trip and it's time for your rap, oh. Fucking with the click and it's too many niggas you owe. Patience ain't a virtue to hurt you, I'm on it in the gif. When it comes down to murking, you hurting, you know I'm about my business. Slam me too ridiculous, dickin' if my niggas the realest. Bottle poppin', chopper knockin', bust the glass and body rockin'.
If you want it, you can get it. Nigga, I get it. If you want it, you can get it.
Now damn, did y'all hear what them folks just said? And them people
Stacey Big Game Brookshire on the show. All right, dog.
Yeah.
Check this out,
What's
man.
What's happening?
We're gonna start this from the beginning. We're gonna start this from the teenage years.
Yeah.
We wanna go from beginning to end. We don't wanna miss nothing. Nah.
Back in the days, man, you know what I'm saying? I was thugging. What made me want to be a gangster, though? What made me want to be in the hood? What made me want to thug is, TV, I guess. Warriors and shit like that. I wanted to be a gangster, man. I didn't want to be nothing else. No doctors, no lawyers, no none of that shit. I just wanted to be a gangster. So, I start visualizing, running shit. Damn, I want to, do my own thing. I want to run shit. So, I started a gang, man, called Brotherhood. From Fifth Block, Big Hood, Ron Stu, Al Bunk, Ty Hen, Deep the Bounty, Egg Robinson, Lil Man, a whole bunch, Daniel Ford, whole mob of us, Willie, Man, we started wrecking shit, that type of shit, thugging, just running around thugging. Then goddamn niggas from Chicago when I'm about 15 years old rolled up on me. I'm walking down Fifth Avenue, I'm about 15. They give me a bag,
okay.
I chased the bag. I started thugging all over the city, from every project, from every hood. From any corner you was at, I've been there. Wherever corner you was at, okay. Ivanhoe Gardens, wherever you was at, I was in it. I was already in it. I brought the swag. The rag top, the gold ribs, the paint job, the candy bank. I was that nigga. Like Michael Jackson, I was that nigga. So they hated from
okay.
the beginning. But I blessed a lot of people. Hey,
okay.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you. You got a book out. For everybody that don't know, give them the name of the book.
Let the truth be told. Swallow that,
Let
motherfucker. Swallow
be.
That.
Let the truth
yeah.
be told. Now, in the book, you said that you put a lot of people on. And now let me ask. A lot of people took offense to that. And a lot of people was like, oh, he a motherfucking liar. He didn't put us on. Namely, I'm going to be real with you. It's a lot of people from Ivanhoe that said, no, that's some bullshit.
Hit a story from Ivanhoe, man. I was the first young nigga out there in Ivanhoe getting money, man. I put Galen on. Galen was a boss. I put him on, and he reached out to everybody else. Like Roy Lee. Niggas they rap about. Roy Lee like family to me. Real nigga. 100. But I'm that nigga out there that made them niggas think about money. Then, here come Elvin Taylor, was a real boss. But I was that young nigga, man, that they really watched. Raw talk, no bullshit. And I'm talking about 15 years old. Flossing. Then you had Octavius. I put Tay on, Lee on. Octavius was a real nigga. You get in his way, goddammit, you already know what it is. One of the original albums, Mike McCoy, All them box, them the real niggas. Then you came to Goodfellas come along. I watched all them grow up. Wax is my little man. Salute Wax. Salute Nip. Real niggas. I'm talking about 100. But, I'm the alpha and the omega in Ivanhoe Gardens, God damn it, when it comes to that bread. Real motherfucking talk.
Okay.
Shit. What the fuck you mean?
Like I said, you got a lot of people begging different, but okay, we gonna fast forward a little bit. We gonna fast forward just a small tad. Okay. You're doing your thing. Everything going smooth. You're making your bread. Up jumps Brookshire Mafia.
I'm a hood nigga. I'm a rich hood nigga. I'm in Nap. I hear all this CCA shit and all this old MCG shit. Salute MCGs. Doing their thing. One of the goddamn pioneers out the city. Salute. Salute Concord for doing their thing. Goddamn it. Real talk. Hottest rap labels in the local. Fizzle. So what I'm saying is, I come back in town. I'm staying in Nap. I'm thugging. I'm still Stacey Brookshire, the boss. What I'm talking about. So I come out of town here and damn, man, the hoes ain't loving drug dealers. Nobody loving these rap ass niggas. Because I never was no rap nigga. I was a gangster. You got rap niggas and you got gangsters. And I was a gangster, my nigga. A boss in every area. So here it is. I say, damn, my cousin, Lil Sean, they call him Lil Gangster. That's from the Goon Mob, but he's the original Brookshire Mafia. I come over to my nana's house. He say, man, cuz, I'm trying to rap. Well, I'm hood rich. I got money. It ain't nothing. He love Jay-Z. But I tell him, man, you a Brookshire. What you want to do? He like, man, put that money back. I put about 20 grand on them, you know what I'm saying? We start doing our thing. You know what I'm saying? Start got them say Brookshire Mafia for life. That's how we gonna get out. Then we got in the streets, then I hit a song from CCA. They trying to say that nigga owe some old fugazi shit. I don't know what they was on. You know what I'm saying? But they, you know, I don't know if this is true, so I can't say this is true. But a nigga was in the studio and said, man, they talking about Stacey. Said some shit, ain't no birds around here, because one day I went out there. You know, I went out there to holler at B.O., you know, it was a drought. You know what I'm saying? You know, he might have had it, I might have had it. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever the situation may have been. And I said something, Joe, I need a whole thing, whatever. You feel me? He said, Joe, woo, woo, okay. I jump out the command. You know, we ain't got nothing, woo, woo, woo. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. But here's the thing. I've been in Concord for B.O. and them ever goddamn it been in existence. Who was a B.O.? B.O. looked up to me. And that's on everything I love. 100. He done told me that before 100 times. So it's nothing. And they're a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I've been at CCA. But the real niggas I see at CCA, what started that real, real thug shit was Trent Gangs, man. Steve Tarver. Big Ant. You know what I'm saying? Anthony Evans. You know what I'm saying? Clyde. You know what I'm saying? Albert Gaines. You know what I'm saying? You know, what are these, let's salute some of these niggas. You know what I'm saying? What they forget about. You talking about Bob 20 years later. And I respect Bob. Snoop Bob got them stand-up nigga, real nigga. 100. But come on, man. This shit, this is an untold story. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. We finna get to that. We finna get to that. Now,
yeah.
We go to, we go Brookshire Mafia doing
but,
the
but I don't never want you to forget, nigga. I Concord, watch me. Let's get that straight, too. You know what I'm saying? I made
okay.
them feel like, we need to get some money around here. Dude, goddammit, that money. Dude, yeah. So let's get that straight. Let's go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Now, Brookshire Mafia is doing this thing. You know what I'm saying? Now, here's why I need to ask you the question. You supposedly, I mean, the way it was written up, you were supposed to have been meeting somebody for a record deal. But it was
right.
The
Yeah, you know, they shoot at me. They send me a record deal in the mail. Said I got signed from a Universal record. You know what I'm saying? I'm banned up. I got about 65 on me. You know what I'm saying? I go up there. I'm thugging. You know what I'm saying? And they felt like there was a record group. I get up there. They snatch me up. Talking about I'm the police. They want me to get wired up, set a motherfucker up. I told them to suck my dick. They lock me up. Got my little cousin up. OB with me. I run on them. You know what I'm saying? So, goddamn, when I run on them, I get back. I tell my lawyer, look, man, they looking for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I told them when I was with the motherfucker, FBI at the hotel, at the Radisson, When I go up there for the sign the record deal, they say, FBI, whatever, woo-woo. They say, man, we want you to get wired up, set up the police, woo-woo. I said, man, I don't do all that. I don't sell no dope, woo-woo. But, you know, they got me dead wood. But I tell them, okay, yeah, I do it. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? You know, let me go drop my little cousin off because I don't want him with me on this type of shit right here. So me and my cousin OB, we jump in the whip, pull up. I get in the car, tell him, Joe, man, damn. Man, you know, them people. He's like, what they on? I said, man, them motherfuckers got me. I said, I'm going to take you home. And I'm finna run on these bitches. So I take them home to my grandma's house. I stay in the basement about 3 o'clock in the morning. Send me from bottom side. He picked me up, dropped me out some motherfucker where the back of a truck. You know what I'm saying? You dig? And from there on, I ran. So 3 days later, they come looking for me and shit. So I tell my daddy said, man, you better call your lawyer or something, because them people on your ass. So I called my lawyer. I gave him 20 racks. Goddamn it. You know, it's like a Tom Lewis and Jerry. We go out to motherfucking Maryville, meet them folks. Out there by Crown Point, meet them folks. Them folks say, goddamn it, you gonna do this, you ran all this, goddamn it, you gonna go to jail for life for like them 22nd boys and woo woo woo. So I told him, man, you know, give me a minute, man, let me go and do my thing, and then I'm gonna do what you want me to do. You know what I'm saying? They say, hell no, nah, fuck that, you ran on this, you gonna do it now, you gonna get this wild, you gonna go set up the house, you gonna go do this, you gonna go do that. I told him, man, lock me up. I ain't on that shit. So they lock me up. Damn, federal government.
Okay. There you go. Now, here's the question.
Click, click,
here's,
bang,
here's
bang.
The question now. Here's the question I want to ask. How much time did you get?
Well, you know, I got 10 years. I got 165 months.
So the rumor that, and that's why I say I got you on because I want to put all rumors to bed. You
man, let's go.
So you didn't get 30 years. You didn't get a
30
year deal.
No, I didn't get 30 years. No, I didn't get 30 years. Hell no, I didn't get no 30 years. I'm out here.
Okay. So now, the game is locked up.
I was facing 30 to life. Game locked
right.
up. Big
so,
game locked up. The boss man.
Big game locked up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's move a little bit forward to
give it to me, baby.
CCA. Let's go to CCA. Now, CCA gets indicted.
Yeah.
Now. Okay, we say Bobby Suggs is getting indicted. Now, here's the thing that everybody wants to know. Stacey Brookshire is on Bobby Suggs' paperwork. Why?
Right. Okay, here it is right here. I'm locked up 2 years, right? When CCA come in the building, I'm 2 years already down. In my case, I'm doing my thing. I'm chilling. I'm about to leave the jail. I'm about to leave the jail. You know, 2 years already down. Let me tell you stuff for the whole world to know to understand this. Concord brought Concord down. Stacey ain't got one wiretap on them motherfuckers or nothing other than nothing. Period. Now, here go my side, though. Now, I'm in the jail. A nigga got killed. Now, I ain't finna go through all the changes with this situation here because I know the feds online right now. You know, because they follow me everywhere I go because I'm a boss and my voice too strong. I got too much power. They killed Malcolm X. They killed goddamn Martin Luther King. They killed any motherfucker with truth. I got truth, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. 360 degrees, period. So, yeah, they want me dead. You know, the federal government want me dead. I ain't never seen a rat they chase so long. You know, it's like they chase the boss, man. But anyway, back to the point. So when I get in that junk, I'm in the joint. Here come Bob and all the Concord niggas. Ooh, they ratting on each other. I don't know who ratting on who. Don't really give a fuck. But my name come up in the murder. So, boom. My lawyer, I'm trying to get 15 years. Man, give me 15 years. Get out these people way. I'm pressing rats, my nigga. I'm pressing rats. I hate rats. I hate rats to this day. I'm pressing rats, man. Fuck you, me. You a rat, nigga. I'm pressing you on everything I love. Salute to Nate Doss, MC, goddamn Buggo, 100 niggas. You know, they pressing with me because they're my niggas from the gods. So anyway, when I'm in there, I'm thug, I'm doing my thing. My lawyer called me to the phone. But the case man come from me, Joe, they don't want to fuck with you. They ain't giving you 15. They want you dead. I'm like, what's it? He said, and they finna indict you, supersede your indictment on the murder, you and your cousin OB. And I'm like, huh? So boom, shoot, boobop the bam. They come with that stain right there. I said, man, fuck it, man. Tell them people. Then I said, damn, tell them people, man, fuck that. I waited. I wanted to holler at my nigga Sam Hinton. You know what I'm saying? I said, damn, Joe, they trying to bury a nigga, man. These motherfuckers got me a third of the. They had me a 10 in the life. They come back with a third of the life issue. So I'm like, damn. These motherfuckers. Then he got so many niggas ratting on me like Fly J, Bum Bum from Delaney Project. I mean, Concord, Bum Bum from Delaney ratted on me. Called me for a half ounce. I go, sir, that nigga, he hit me, you know, and a bunch of other little rat-ass niggas, you know, putting no toll on me, you know, said a bunch of rat niggas. But anyway, in the event, I go down there, goddammit, and I said, tell dude, I said, after about a week, I said, man, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? I ain't finna let these niggas bury me like this. Here, it's too much. These niggas with the prosecutor, these niggas trying to do me in. Now, one thing for sure, two things for sure, is a rat is a rat. And I accept whatever the situation that they want to say, but I never die with that, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to stand on that. You see what I'm saying? But, you know, whatever you do, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker call it what they want to call it. You feel what I'm saying? But whatever you speak out your mouth, you, I ain't making no excuses for what I did, though. You understand what I'm saying? My shit, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I ain't ducking. My tail ain't ducking. And I've been out 7 years, and the whole world know. Stacey on deck. You know what I'm saying? So let's get that through it first. So, anyway, in the event, I say I see Bob. So I go over there first. I talk to the prosecutor, whatever, woo-woo. He tell me, yeah, you know, we finna back you on the murder. I said, what murder? You know, woo woo wah woo well. Boo bop boo bam. You did what I'm saying. So, boom, after that, he say, yeah. I said, where you get that shit from? Now, he, me and Bob just talked right before that, two, three days prior. I mean, you know, before, after this shit happened. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna go into detail about this issue, but the prosecutor say, Bob, goddammit, told us, goddammit, this, that, and the other. So I said, and that's when they picked Bob up and let him go. I can't stamp that because I didn't see it in black and white, but I know they picked him up for a couple of days and let him go. So I'm not going to put that on Bob. Sloop Bob, 100, you know what I'm saying? But the exact thing the prosecutor told me is the exact thing I told Bob, and Bob told me when I seen him in the MCC Chicago, he said, man, you don't even know it was another nigga in the house when we was talking. I said, who was the nigga? He said, man, Lil Roy Beasley. I said, man, that's family. He said, man, I don't know. But I can't say it was Bob and I can't say what because I wasn't there. But that was what the lingo B.O. give me. I said, so when they tell me that shit, I said, well, shit. Well, did he tell you we was cooking a half a key? Did he tell you that? You know, and then that's where the lingo come from. That's where that statement came from. And that's where it comes from. I don't got nothing. I didn't grand jury them niggas, man. I didn't go tell on them niggas out there. I didn't grand jury them. I didn't wear no wire on them niggas out there, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I didn't do none of the above, dog. But they want to put that shit on me. You know what I'm saying? Now, whatever that situation went with the Carter boys, my nigga Evans, you know what I'm saying? He can give you the lingo on that. You see what I'm saying? But I'm 100. And one thing about Big Ed, Anthony Evans, goddamn it, my nigga, he 100. And I know goddamn well he ain't playing no games, nigga. Run up on, nigga know where I'm at. But I'm just saying, that's who you need to holler at about the Concord, nigga. Concord, fuck Concord. And the world needs to fucking know that. And get the fuck out my dick, real talk. So I ain't got nothing to do with you motherfucking Concord niggas. And I'm out here, piss me the fuck off with this goof-ass shit. Now I ain't bringing them motherfuckers down. On my mama, I ain't bring them niggas down. They know I ain't bring them down. But these niggas hate me so much because I've been a boss all my motherfucking life. So that's what they want to drag on a nigga. Yeah, I made a statement, nigga. I'm standing on that. So what the fuck you want to do about it? That's what I'm doing. I'm on that. Yeah, I made a statement because niggas got them put me in their business. Leave me the fuck alone. Move around. 100.
Okay. Now, let's go. Let's go. Game doing his thing. He doing his time.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, now, allegations, all type of allegations is flying out. Ever since the statement that was made about Bobby Suggs, all this is flying out.
Let's go.
20 second boys.
Shout out, goddamn it, Brookshot Mafia, Little Soldier, Little Maniac, what's up, boy? And my son's there, my Thug Life. What's up,
okay.
Lady? First Lady Diamond, you know what I'm saying? What's happening? Let's go, man. I'm with you. I just throw that out there.
Okay.
Man.
20 second boys.
Yeah.
Now, the word is you testified against somebody off 20 seconds.
It ain't a mother. Radar Tyler, okay. Stand up. Listen, Radar Tyler, stand up, goddammit. Boss nigga from 20 second, one of the goddamn hardcore niggas. He on Facebook, y'all go search him. Get in his inbox, ask him. That was my Shelly. He a 20 second real nigga. 230 to the chin. What the fuck you mean? What the fuck you mean, 20 second boys? Man, I ain't fuck with no 20 second boys. Every motherfucker know that. 20 second boys, we ain't never had no snitch confrontation, my nigga. Never.
Okay,
Radar Tyler is a real 20 second nigga, man.
So in other words,
shout out to Radar Tyler, 100.
So in other words, that was just an accusation. That's just
an accusation. Yeah, they scared of the nigga. They scared of boss man, man. They don't want this, man. What you want to do? Let's talk.
Okay. Now, all right. We got an accusation. Let's hit the one that everybody wanted, the one that everybody been talking about.
Let's hit the gay room, folks. Okay, let's get the gay room for all you Gary fuck niggas. Or the real niggas. Shout out Tate. Shout out Nip. Shout out Wax. You know what I'm saying? Shout out LC, goddammit. Cricket. You know what I'm saying? The real niggas. Manny Hawk, what's up, Chief? You know what it is. Danny Ray, what's up, my nigga? Shit, y'all know what it is. One way for life. Okay, let's get back to the business, though. Did this shit,
okay.
The gay shit. What the hell about Stacey Brooks, y'all, man? I've been fucking hoes before you niggas. Every nigga know about me. They only want around their hoes. What the hell? Ain't a nigga in nowhere in the country, motherfucker, that I ever fag to say. Shout out to the fags. Shout out to the fags now. I ain't got no beef with you niggas. But I know you niggas crazy. Now, listen, I ain't no homophobic motherfucker, but I'm a gangster. Well, I like fucking with a fag, my nigga. I ain't no homophobic nigga, and I fuck with motherfucking homos, so they cool. They cool to some of you bitch-ass niggas, man, on my mama. Real talk. Fuck out of here. But me, fucking with a homo, nigga, I die first on my mama. Fuck you mean. That's gonna shout out.
What do you think that came from, dog?
Niggas that want to suck a nigga dick. You know, they been talking about Facebook shit, man. They talk about Jesus, man. They talk about Don Elijah Muhammad, man. They talk about Muhammad. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man. Fag and Stacey don't even mix, man. Now, Stacey in a money bag, that shit mix. Fag, never. I'm global, man. I'm all over the world. Books, music, everything. A fag can step up. Step up, homosexual, if you fuck with me. Speak out. Get on the radio station. Make a YouTube video of the nigga. Nigga, you niggas hating, man. You niggas know you hating, man. You niggas know you hating on me, man. I'm a real nigga, and y'all niggas know it, and you motherfuckers don't like it. And I don't got no niggas behind. I don't be looking for no nigga. I walk by my motherfucker self. Nah, nigga, I ain't got no chopper. But if you run up on me and you miss or you do anything, nigga, I'm coming for your ass. That's 100. These niggas know that. And that's on everything I love. I love me. You fuck with me, I'm going to fuck you off. Now, 100, what's up?
Okay. Now,
yeah.
Allegations about you being stabbed in the prison. Is that
man,
true or
listen
false?
Here, man. This nigga here, this is the situation with him. You got a nigga from Concord, another Concord rat. B.A., not a little B.A., but he a rat. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck you mean? Not Big Ant. B.A., Tremaine Washington. You know, I love them. But we keep them raw. We keep the shit raw, my nigga. We ain't for the fake one. No, okay. Nigga, stand up. If you rat it, nigga, stand up. Fuck you mean, nigga, don't hide on me. Stand up, nigga. You want to be a rat, stand up. Now, here it is. India Jones, S. Jones, mama. You know, B.A. ratted on her. Feel straight up, wore wild on the bitch and everything. Not Big Ant. At Tremaine Washington. Let's get this shit straight. I don't want to mix this shit up. You know?
Okay, I know you
and
talking about.
And Kiki, I give B.A. a half a brick. You know what I'm saying? The feds, you watching, you know, this is the past. You know what I'm talking about? And we just vent. So if you're listening, motherfucker, you know what it is. It's the past. So back to the basics. I give B.A. a half a brick. Nigga Kiki come from Minnesota. He come holler, nigga, 22nd nigga, real nigga, 100. Thug life, whatever you want to call him. Shooter, all that. Boss nigga. You know, not no boss nigga for his money, but, you know, he thug life. But he come up, hey, gang, Joe, man, throw a nigga something. I say, man, I just gave B.A. woo wop wham. Tell him I said, give you woo wop wham. So they go through their little lick. They get raised over there, whatever, because they beat up a fiend, some old dope fiend ass shit. And B.A. and Kiki get arrested. B.A., goddammit, not Big Ant. Tremaine Washington, little B.A. Let's get this shit straight now. And I love B.A., Tremaine Washington, that's my little man. You know what I'm saying? But stand up, nigga. Shit. Fuck you mean? You don't tell on a nigga then hide, nigga. Fuck that, nigga. Stand up. Fuck you mean? You told on a nigga, nigga face. So anyway, in the event, he goes talk to the people, and Kiki talked to the people. Kiki told him, oh, man, I ain't doing nothing. But the nigga B.A. tell him, yeah, I'm going to do something. But when he come back to the section on 13th, that back then, 13th, some young niggas don't know about 13th. He tell Kiki, man, I'm going to set a nigga up, man. Well, who these people going to let me go? Now, this raw talk. This ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. This ain't no fugazi. This ain't no none of that. Raw talk.
This is
Kiki tell him, standing on, dying for. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
And they know I'm not playing, man. Everything I'm saying out of my motherfucking mouth, man, is the honest to God truth. And I stand anywhere, 100 niggas, I guess 100 niggas by my motherfucking self, and the world know it. I'm not just rapping. This shit real, what I'm saying. And niggas know I will show up. So let's get past that. I ain't got to do that no more. So what I'm saying is, so now this nigga called Tell Kiki. Now, that's why I say Kiki bogus. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can take this how you want to take it, but Kiki, I feel he was bogus because the nigga B.A. said, man, damn. I need, and Kiki said, man, just put 3 5s in my pager or whatever the fuck we had back then, and I know you got the people with you, and I got a motherfucker you can hit. He hit B.A. You know what I'm saying? B.A. hit Kiki, and they went to India, set the bitch up. That's how B.A., that's how Kiki ended up getting in B.A.'s conspiracy. B.A.'s a rat. He told on the bitch India. I mean, I ain't going to say bitch because I respect India. That's my nigga. She thug life. You know what I'm talking about? 100. So that's how that went. Another Concord rat. You know what I'm saying? So you dig. But I fuck with Concord. And them young niggas out there, salute y'all. You know, but y'all just need to hit a reel, man. You know what I'm saying? All your heroes, they looked up to me. I don't give a fuck what they're telling you, but they looked up to me. 100. Steve Tyler, salute. Harvey, salute. Trick Gang, salute. Our Gang, salute. Clyde, salute. You know what I'm saying? That started that shit out there. They been thugging. Fuck you, man. Hey, Aunt George, what's
okay.
up? Salute. 100 nigga. You know, Wiley, 100 nigga. Wiley a 100 nigga. You know what I'm saying? All them young niggas, Nate and all them young niggas, they 100 niggas too, though. Don't get it fucked up. Now, them little young niggas 100 on the field. All of the young niggas, Concord niggas, were 100, though, in the feds. I got to salute them niggas. You know what I'm saying? But I'm the alpha, point blank. Tom Slick, what's up, my nigga? Y'all know what it is.
Okay.
Tom Slick was a boss.
Now, let's move on. Let's move on.
Let's
we,
go.
We in there.
Let's go.
All right. Okay, gang been got out.
Gang
doing this thing. Right?
Gang that got out shitted on these niggas with a double disc, walked through Delaney Project, Door Miller's. Kenny Mack, what's up, my nigga? Kenny Mack let me walk through Door Miller. Salute my nigga from Door Miller. God damn it. If it weren't for Kenny Mack, that nigga, I got to talk to gangsters too, though. I ain't the only gangster in the world, my nigga. So I got to say, Kenny Mack, can I come through? Hell yeah, you come through. I got your back, my nigga. Delaney niggas, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with you, my nigga. Come on through, fuck with us. Now, I ain't bigger than the gangsters, man. You know, it's more gangsters than me, man. But I'm a real nigga, so goddamn it is what it is, man. Straight up.
Okay.
Apple, what's up, KK? You got me? What's up, my nigga? Fuck you, man. Nip, what's up? Nip, stand up for a nigga. What's up? Yeah.
All right, now hold on, now. You get out. We out.
Yeah.
Out. Now all the motherfucking speculation then flew. Everything then flew out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All accusations of being gay. All accusations.
Yeah.
No, you being okay. Well, now Stacey, you didn't elaborate on the stabbing incident. Did that happen?
Oh, the stabbing incident. Hold on, let me get to it. Give me a cigarette, Joe. Hey, the stabbing incident. Check it out. I go to the joint. I'm in peak, and I get down, and my nigga Buggo come up to me from Idaho. God, salute Buggo, goddammit. He ain't finna let no nigga fuck with the boss, man. China man, my nigga, salute my nigga. They love me, man. I took care of the Jets, man. Ella Taylor, salute now. I ain't taking nothing from Ella Taylor now. That's a boss nigga. I respect the Ella Taylor. You got it his way, goddamn. You got your head chopped off. But I said I was a young nigga. You know, getting money. Goddamn, he got to respect that too. So it's all good. Ella Taylor, salute my nigga. But anyway, in the event I get down to motherfucking Peaky, the whole jail, they say that nigga Stacey Brooks shot out here. You know, I'm a warrior, outlaw, all that great shit, you know. So I don't give a fuck what y'all niggas talking about. I'm on the yard. What y'all gonna do? They run rats up. So I get down now. And this nigga Kiki, I go to Buggo, catch me on the yard. He said, man, this nigga Kiki on some fuck nigga shit. I'm like, what he on? He said, man, we on Gary, Indiana time. This nigga on some GD shit. I mean, some law shit. I'm a law too, but, you know, when I feel motherfuckers ain't participating in this shit right. And I love my niggas from the G, man. You know what I'm saying? It's hard for me to go against my Gary and I niggas. So I tell Bugger, man, I'm dying with you on this panel. But he said, you know they got this. I said, man, you know, let's call a meeting on the yard. I'm trying to knife up with a nigga. I'm trying to bang with a nigga. Whatever a nigga want to do. Because I ain't going no motherfucking well. So what they going to do? Bugger said, no, I'm behind you. Bone came. He said, man, I'm behind you. And 100 other motherfuckers came. And they was behind me, you know. So we go to the yard, we about 50 deep. Anybody that's listening, y'all know y'all was at Peaking. And it's no bullshit. Aunt Ross was out there that day. You know, I had an incident where I happened to ask for y'all asked about that. I tell you about that. Just take Aunt listen. I went on the yard, 50 niggas. You know, and they said, man, what's up? I said, y'all know what's up already. All right, what's up? Who wanna see me? Point motherfucking blank. Let's get it in. On the fin, my nigga. And I stood up. The shit about the stabbing, that's because I called Kiki a rat. You know, I told that story I just told you, and the vice lord told him, Kiki, either he got to stab me or he got to go up top. So Kiki pulled a move, but he didn't stab me, you know what I'm saying, because he was so strong enough to stab an animal. You know what I'm saying? I walked out on a scratch.
So you didn't get stabbed?
No, not the boss, man. You had a nigga try, but you know how you going to stab a real nigga? You know what I'm saying? Unless you're a real nigga. You feel me? Sloop Kiki, though, man. You know, he tried to do a little something, but, you know, it wasn't happening. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how that went.
So, in other words, that was just a myth.
They forced his hand. No. Yeah, that was a myth. It wasn't never because I was a rat. It's because I said he pulled a move with B.A., not Big Ant, but Jamel Washington. I told the Lords that he pulled a move since he down there playing games. So, they told him, and I called him all kind of bitches, too. Yeah, I call Kiki all kind of bitches, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's a real nigga now. I don't know what he going to do when he get out, how he feel about it. But, yeah, I call him all kind of bitches in the face, all that shit, too. Yeah, on my mama. Yeah, yeah, all of them. Yeah, real tough. So, at that point, he couldn't do nothing. But the Lord told him, man, y'all got to run that nigga. You got to get that nigga. You know? And my niggas from the gardens, Buggo never finna send the bitch up. But I'm a real nigga. So I told him, I said to Kyla, I said, man, listen, I don't want y'all to do nothing, man. It's my journey. And I'm going to do it alone. I want y'all to stay together because y'all got a case together. And y'all need to fight that, my nigga. I got this. And they saluted that and kept it moving. But, yeah, okay. Kiki tried a little shit, but it wasn't nothing. I ain't never get poked. No. None of that shit.
Okay, so that was a mess. All right, now, you out of jail.
Yeah.
You out. You get out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You trying to put the Brookshire Mafia back together. You trying to put
yeah.
You putting it out well. You putting your Brookshire Mafia back together.
When I got out, I was lost and confused. Salute Perk Dog, you know what I'm saying, Harold Ballard, you know what I'm saying, got that Billy Lord for intercepting me, you know what I'm saying, and said, we got you, you know what I'm saying, real niggas, man. Salute my fifth block niggas, man, on everything, because I couldn't do it alone, you know what I'm saying, without them young soldiers, you remember the love I showed and opened doors for me and make sure I'm all right, then I was cool. Oh, I would have killed a lot of niggas over there to kill me, but I had a lot of niggas that said, man, no, we got to rock with dude, man. You know, we don't know the situation. Wah, 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 wah. You know what I'm saying? Dude 100. So shout out to Mud Dog. Shout out to Mud Dog. Shout out to Jeff Dog. Shout out to all my brotherhood niggas. Man, what's up, G? But dear this hell, so I get out. I'm confused. I don't know which way to turn with the music situation.
Okay.
You know, I go to my cousin Sean, because I talked to Mutt right before I come home. You know what I'm saying? And he said, man, listen, man, I got love for you, dog. But dear this here, man, you got a lot of shit out on you out here. You know what I'm saying? I can't fuck with you, my nigga, until you get out and stand on that. And I said, nigga, I respect that. I got out, stood on that. Then me and Mutt, he was at a studio. He let me in. He don't like rats, man. I got to respect that. I salute Mutt, man. Mutt a real nigga, man. Self block. Fuck you mean. So anyway, I go to this nigga, man, my cousin. His name was Gifted and Talented, man. And he kept saying, man, I got this, cuz. I got this. He young nigga. I said, I got this, man. Let me go. I said, cuz, man, I'm at war. It's blood on me, cuz. We in the alley talking, my nigga. I said, it's blood on me, cuz. I don't want you in there. He said, man, I don't give a fuck what is on. He pulled out his chopper and said, nigga, I'm dying with you. What's happening? Put it on my shoulder. I'm rocking with it. I'm going to do my thing, cuz. That's on my mama. Gifted and Talented, man. Hank Patterson, my nigga. Straight up, then I called Nip up. I said, Nip, man, what you going to do? You going to support me? He said, I got you, dog. I called Yo Sean Tyler. He said, I got you, dog. I called Rock Vega. I got you, dog. You know, well, shout out to my nigga Justin, you know, Justin Spurlock. You know what I'm saying? Niggas fuck with me, man. I don't know what they do behind closed doors, but I'm giving it to you raw, man. Shout out to Wax, my nigga, man. Real talk, man. Real soldier, my nigga. Changed his life around and did the right thing, but he was a gangster. Nip, gangster.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay, now. You're out, you're doing your thing. Freddie Gibbs.
Freddie Gibbs, man, I'm out of nap. I'm chilling. I'm just trying to find my place back in the world, you know what I'm saying? I said some shit, like, who the fuck is Freddie Gibbs? From then on, man, he got the shooting at me, man. Freddie Gibbs, man, you know what I'm saying? Salute Freddie Gibbs, man. Do your thing, man. I ain't going to fuck with you, my nigga. You know, praying for Seth Freddie Gibbs, man. 100, man. You know what I'm saying? Freddie Gibbs.
No.
What I'm saying is, say, no, listen. No, I said, I'm giving it to you raw. It was nothing, man. Major. He said some shit about the rat shit, and I just said, and I went in, he went in. We wasn't beefing, man. We was entertaining, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying, salute Freddie Gibbs.
So you saying it was just an entertainment thing. So
yeah, we wasn't beefing, man. I don't beef with.
So the thing is, the 10,000 on the chain was just a rumor.
Yeah, and man, Billy Lloyd wanted to take his head off. You know what I'm saying? Nephew don't like no nigga fucking with me, man. Shout out to Billy Lloyd, live on King. You know what I'm saying? He want to take his head off. I had to call the dog pound down, man. And that's all that was, man. You know what I'm saying? But the dude, you know, Billy Lloyd wanted, you know, tell him, but it wasn't a beef. It was an entertainment, man. Shout out to Freddie Gibbs, man. Praying for you, my nigga.
So
100.
So in other words, you saying it was just a music thing.
It was just a music thing, man. I fuck with dude. And he don't fuck with me, but I fuck with dude because I'm a real nigga, man. I like any nigga that what he done put in, man. I got to respect that, man. Real niggas respect real shit, man. No matter what he is, man, he a real nigga, man, to me, man. You know why? Because he take care of his motherfucking business, man. And niggas don't like that. So that he don't like me or whatever it is. I got to respect whatever his issues is with me. I don't give a fuck. But in my heart, and with the blood I pump, I respect his grind.
Now, hold on, Stacey. Goddamn. Now, you got on there. You told the motherfucker you're going to take his chain. You tell the motherfucker
I just told you, brother. Listen, at that point, you know, y'all get emotional sometimes. Gangsters get emotional, thugger. You feel me? So I get emotional sometimes, thugger. You know, but I'm saying, though, and all in all, man, you know, a nigga got to respect that nigga, man. I don't give a fuck about the extra shit, man. You know what I'm saying? He ain't never was no beef for me. You know what I'm saying? He was an entertainer. I'm an entertainer, you know what I'm saying? So we entertain each other, you know what I'm saying? But salute Freddie Gibbs, I'm praying for you. Same thing, man. You ain't going to change that answer. You feel me? I ain't riding, dude. Do the boss, my nigga.
That's what's up.
What's up?
So now, we got a lot of motherfucking rappers coming out the Midwest. We got a lot of rappers coming out the Midwest. You got a lot of animosity towards a lot of people. I'm gonna bring up the name. I watched the video. Matter of fact, I watched the video yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I'm just gonna bring up a name. Rock Vega.
Hello. Rock Vega, we like family. His mama love me, I love his mama, I love his sisters, and all that, right? Hit it in. Rock Vega, his drawers got too big at one time, for maybe a day or two, but I fitted his drawers. I made sure he got his drawers back fitted. You know, he came and supported, but, you know, his drawers got a little bit too big at one time. His drawers got big two times at one time. And, I'm the first nigga to talk Rock Vega about money, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm the first nigga to put him in the first crack house. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Sit your fat ass in this crack house, nigga. Chill out. Get you some of this money, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's my man, though. I love him. Don't get it fucked up, but sit your fat ass in here and get you some money, man. And ever since then, he been a boss, man. Salute Rock Vega, 100. My nigga, you know, family, baseball from the kids. You know, I love that nigga to death. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. We beef on the music, but we already know it ain't ever going to go there. You know what I'm saying? He can say what he want. I will pass him up. You know, motherfucker, get me a tour of Rock Vega, man. I love that nigga to death, 100. But you still got your fat ass in that crack house and I gave you the game. You were my son.
Okay,
you were my son, nigga.
Pretty much every what you saying is like the beef that you been having with a lot of motherfuckers that like I don't want to call them local rappers because shit we all trying to do the same thing shit.
Yeah.
Rappers coming out of GI, this is pretty much just music. It's not nothing personal. It's just
It ain't personal to me because these niggas ain't large enough to make it personal for me. I'm just having fun with these niggas. They mad, you know what I'm saying? I ain't mad looking for them. They mad looking for me. So I ain't got nothing personal against these niggas. These niggas calling me rats and fags and shit. If I know a rat, I'm gonna take his motherfucking head off if I got to talk about it. I'm not gonna sit around and keep calling nigga rat every time I see him and shake his motherfucking hand, man. That ain't gangster. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about Hitch Screwface. Let's not talk about him. You scared to talk about him? What's up?
No, I'm not scared to talk about nobody.
All right, we'll talk about Hit.
Okay.
What's up with your boy? They call it Hit Screw Face, your boy.
That's my dog.
What's up?
That's my age. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's my age. That's my dog.
Right,
that's my
right. His Screw Face. This Hit Screw Face. Let me tell you something about Hit Screw Face. He's a youngster, too, now. He's a good fella. You know, youngster, you know what I'm saying? But here's the thing with Screwface. Screwface always been a real boss. As far as money, all that. And one thing about him, he going to keep his chop on when he coming up, and he going to shoot if you fuck with him. He never was a shit-star nigga. He was always quiet, kickback, that type of nigga. Wax and Nip and them was always the retarded motherfuckers, crazy motherfuckers. And, you know, that's it. But Key and Lenny was like the type of niggas, if you run up on them with any drama, they're going to shoot because they was that type of niggas. You know what I'm saying? But they didn't bother you. You know, they was good niggas. Nat Nip and Wax were good niggas, too. I love them to death. But they was the real deal. You feel what I'm saying? They was in the field. You know what I'm talking about? 100, salute them niggas. But Hit, you can't keep saying super solid, man. You went against the whole motherfucking town against everybody for Freddie Gibbs. That's where you went wrong. That's where I say Hit went AWOL on a motherfucker. Hit, you bogus. And I'm saying that, and I said anywhere across the world, you bogus for that. You know what I'm saying? I can't never let you get back from that. You cannot have super solid shirts running around and you're not super solid because you shit it on your town. You shit it on your town because you went Hollywood, my nigga. You was finna try to go Hollywood. And if you done went Hollywood, you said fuck your city because you didn't reach out to real niggas, man. You didn't reach out to real niggas. You was like a motherfucker that whatever Gibbs didn't fuck with, you didn't fuck with type of shit, man. You know, how you not gonna fuck with Mud Dog? How you not gonna fuck with Mud Dog, man? Mud Dog, an alley nigga, man. He went in your house when you were asleep.
Well,
he was trying to get
money. Now hold on. I had Mud Dog on the show. Hey, Mud Dog is my family. So I had Mud Dog and I didn't had Hit on the show.
Well, this
now,
ain't Mud Dog Hit.
This
me. You asked for my opinion. You asked for my story and what I my vision, what I see.
Okay, and what I'm telling you is that, okay, when it came down to it, their whole thing was just something like,
No, fuck a misplaced word. I don't do misplacing words. No, you could do that yourself. No, I'm saying Hit bogus. Now, however you go through the misplaced word on that shit, nah, he did more than that when he was with Gibbs. So that's just an understatement when I just say mud. That's just me with the lingo. So I'm not going to do the misplacing word shit. I'm saying Hit, you bogus. But Hit, you 100. Don't get it twisted. Hit 100, he a businessman, and he about his money, and he love his family. So I salute that nigga 100, Hit, but you bogus on that other shit. So I can't trust you with the city. You know what I'm saying? Move your ass around, nigga. You ain't on nothing. You bullshit. What's up?
All right. Nah.
Shout out to LC. He locked up.
Okay,
nah. Jay Hodge, you know what's up, my nigga?
What's Brookside Mafia state right now?
Where we at right now, it's in my sons and them hand, man. Little Soldier, Forever Authentic, and Little Maniac. You know what I'm saying? Little Stacy and Tyree. You know what I'm saying? You know, whatever they gonna do, it's all on them, man. You know what I'm saying? That was my whole life. That's what Brookside was built for. for them two right there, man. Them my world, and I got another son, a newborn, shout out to Messiah Brookshire, you know what I'm saying, and they get passed it to their little brother or whatever they'll do. But this whole situation was about my sons, about my, shout out to my daughter, live on Sade, you know what I'm saying, to carry on her name and the Brookshire legacy, you know what I'm saying, for all our fallen Brookshires, man. You know, that what that was all about. When Sean came to me, little gangster Sean Goomark, you know what I'm saying, came to me with the, and started the Brookshire Mafia shit. My dream was for my kids. My kids were 3 and 4 years old at the time, and that was my dream. For them to get, you know, when they get older, to have this label and do what they want to do with it and push on, man, you know. Just that Brookshire shit, man, you know what I'm saying? And we, and, you know, me, I'm dying Brookshire Mafia, man. And you couldn't give me $1 million to change that. I'd never sell that shit out, man. So
okay.
That's what that's
so
about,
now,
man.
With that being said, I'm finna open up the lines. We got a million motherfuckers on here listening. Now, here's the thing. Y'all motherfuckers listening. Y'all want to ask a question. All y'all need to do is press one. Press one, we'll bring you in, and we'll go from there. Now, I see I got my girl right here on here, Miss Pimp. Miss Pimp still on here?
I don't give a fuck if you're in the kitchen or outside. I need my music.
Okay, Miss Pimp ain't on that right now.
What?
All right, so, well, hey, Stacey, this is my whole thing. What was my man, Timer? Where you at, dog?
I'm right here, Buck.
Sorry, Tim, what's all up, right, my nigga?
What's going on, dog?
Shout out, Mac Mason, man, and all them niggas, man, that's locked up. Pooh Bear, T-Fly, what's up, my nigga? Yeah.
All right, we done been through, we been through from beginning to end. I mean, hold on. As a matter of fact, I got
shout
my guy
out, buddy,
right
man. Jerome Harris, man. God damn it, nigga that taught me the game, man. What's up, my nigga? Junior Price, what's up?
I got my boy, old Dizzle. Dizzle.
Who? Who? What's his name?
My nigga, Odell.
What Odell? Which Odell? Well, I need to know who he is. Is he from Idaho? Is he from Edna?
Yeah.
Which Odell? Which one?
My nigga old from Ivanhoe.
All right, well, give it to me.
Man, my thing is called, it's called drop. All right, check this out. We got another caller on the line.
Yeah, I'm having technical difficulties, man.
Okay, Mr. 513, where you at?
Cincinnati.
What's happening,
yeah,
dog? Who this?
Big cuz. Stacey. It's Nino. My big cuz. Brookshire Mafia.
What's up? What's up? 100 cuz. What's up? You come through. I know you going to be on deck, nigga. What's up?
You already know what it is, cuz.
Already, cuz. You know what it is? Nino, goddamn. Y'all know what it is. Brookshire Mafia. Goddamn, I'm one of the originals. Yeah, y'all know what it is.
You got to let these niggas know, cuz.
Already. You already know how to get out. Let them fans get on the phone. You know what I'm saying? You just
already
hold me down when they come through. Already. 100.
You already know.
Already.
All right. Well, you know what? Hold on, dog. Before you do that, we got. I got some co-hosts too. I got some co-hosts on here. Miss Butter, Miss Janine, hey Stacey, them my co-hosts right there.
How y'all doing, Butter? How y'all doing? Salute y'all for making
Hello.
This shit happen. How you doing, sweetheart? For making this shit happen right here. Salute.
How you doing? So, I have a question for you. So, I mean, you made the comment that, you know what I'm saying, you make a lot of comments about rats and snitches and everything, but it says on public information that you ratted out.
You ain't got to say, listen, you show me where they say I ratted out all people.
It confirms that you said that you saw Bobby Suggs.
Okay, well, why you just try to say ratted out Concord, though? See, that's the shit that's going on around in Gary now.
I didn't say
Bobby Suggs.
Concord. You didn't hear everything I said, sweetheart.
Okay, well, say Bobby Suggs.
I ratted out certain people in Concord.
Okay, well, she can't try to do that little lingo shit on me. I didn't pull lingo sheet on you, baby. I was talking, and you were talking over me. Okay, well, you ain't got to go through. I'm telling you right now. I'm talking about rap. I said you can call it what you want to call it. I made statements on Bob. Yes, I did that. And the world know that. So yes, I said, I hate rats, though, still. So if whoever hate me, then do something about it. But at the same time, I just told you where that steam from. But it still was a statement, so you can call it what you want to call it. You feel what I'm saying? Yes, I did that. But
a lot of people don't even know anything about you, but they found out about this whole situation and want to know the truth. So I'm just asking a question.
Right, baby, that's right. And I just told you the truth. So that was a question that you could have kept, because I said, yes, I made a statement on Bob. But here's the thing, though. I didn't bring Bob in the building. His own people brought him in the building. I made a statement. I didn't wear no wire. I didn't wear no grand jury on the nigga. None of that shit. Just people did that. Now, ask Concord
okay.
who did that.
So yeah. I have another question for you.
Let's go.
So,
let's go.
I think his name is Odell Davis or Odell Brookshire. When he went in 2000.
No. You know me. O.B. Brookshire.
Whatever
I know Odell.
It is.
Yo, Orlando, it ain't no whatever it is. Let's get it straight. This is about let the truth be told, not about whatever it is.
Okay.
We kind of whatever it is. Yeah.
When he came in and he confirmed that he sold drugs in the 90s with you and all of that, was that not considered snitching?
Okay, listen here. That's bloodline. That's Orlando Brookshire. I'm Stacey Brookshire. That's bloodline. My cousin, goddammit, when I went over the house, the people, you know what I'm saying, you know, so many rats they told on me. I had a bunch of AKs in the house and this, that, and the other. Where they asked me, I didn't even have to tell them people that. They already knew, so when the people asked me that shit, I said, yeah, you know, so he came in the house, but he did this thing, I did my thing. And they put in the federal government, anybody know about the feds, they put a gun on him. You see what I'm saying? An AK-47 that he had no dealings with. You know what I'm saying? But they put it on because he came in the house. Yes, I said, yes, I did that. But at the same token, I called my little cousin at the feds. I said, man, this is what's going on. Move bag up. Let me take care of this hip. Woo-wop, woo-bam. And that's how the situation. But no, I did not bring my cousin to the building. He sold to the undercover. He did his thing. I never testified on my cousin. None of that shit. It really wasn't even a statement I could say. It was just a situation where they asked me a question, and I had no other reason to say yeah, because it was already on the paper. You know what I'm saying?
So
because I had to get this.
No beef between you two.
Oh, no, I just left him today. What do you mean? I just left him today sitting in the car with a kid. We smoke. We eat together. He bring me food. That's my cousin. I love him. You know what I'm saying? We thug like. You know what I'm saying? No, ain't no beef.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. We got
shout out to Orlando Brookshire. Cuzzo, I love you. Bloodline. You know what it is. We out here.
All right, caller, what's happening? 8737.
What's up, gang?
Who would it be?
It's Be Easy, B.A., the real B.A.
Who?
It's the real B.A., nigga.
What's up, my nigga? What's happening? Yeah, tell them folks, man, I don't got nothing. I didn't bring Concord in the business. You from Concord? Shit, tell them folks. Shit.
Man, that's a whole nother story, but, you know, like you said, Concord bought Concord down. It wasn't even like that. All this shit out here in the street. This shit that motherfuckers think they know what they want to say. You know, but motherfuckers really don't know what they're behind TV.
Yeah.
You know? You've been there from day one. You know what it was. These
all
niggas
right.
want to holler Bob. There's Bob, man. That Bob didn't run shit but his own business. And that's real
that's
motherfucker
it.
Talk. You know, and all these motherfuckers around Gary want to holler this and holler that. But motherfuckers really don't. They talking about that man ran his own shit. He didn't.
Bob was, how much Bob was worth? About $10,000-$15,000. I fuck with Bob. Salute Bob
gonna,
though. No, I'm just saying though. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I fuck with Bob though. Yeah, motherfuckers.
I
don't know what it is.
Quit
playing with me.
I'm
gonna get into it though. Shit, I love Bob. Shit, fuck me. So it all is.
I
thought
my brother
was
him, but you know the situation.
All these niggas love Bob. All these niggas that tell me they love Bob should have got him an attorney. You know what I'm saying? A lawyer. Y'all love him so motherfucking much. Fuck you, man.
These niggas don't love him like that. He didn't fuck with him.
Salute Bob,
niggas,
though.
Like,
shit.
You know, and it's the real, be telling you, from the real, from day one. The nigga didn't fuck with all these niggas that's running around hollering this, why they want to protect them and say all this shit about them. Where was all you niggas at? You know, these niggas say they loyal and they running and hollering this Lord's name down, Bob, fuck with us. No, Bob was cool with you, but he didn't fuck with you. See, that's the difference when you cool with a motherfucker and you fuck with a motherfucker. The nigga didn't fuck with them niggas like that. So they can ask me, and I get them the real business about it. But ain't no state structure y'all bought down no Concord. Concord bought down themselves. And whether they want to face reality and be real about the situation, that's what bought down Concord.
Yeah, man. 100, bro.
what's up. That's what's up. All right, Stacey.
You know,
hey. Who is it? Big Ant?
Yeah, this is Big Ant.
What's good?
Not Tramiel.
No, not Tramiel. He ain't going to call in.
Okay.
This the original BA that started off with Bobby Suggs. I'm the one that started off with Suggs. I'm the one that set this shit in motion. Me.
Okay.
You know,
where the rest of the real niggas at, man?
You know, that's for them motherfuckers that really think they knew Bobby Suggs or running around the street. Oh, Bobby was my boy. Bob was my nigga. Bob did this. Bob did that. The niggas don't really know that man. They just not getting to know that man and glorifying that man since that man locked up. But they don't really know that man. You know,
we ran with Bob. I know him personally.
They only hollering about shit what they heard.
They just sucking dick.
Them niggas wasn't there. Wasn't none of them niggas there.
Shit. I watched him grow up. Fuck you mean? I heard him tell him personally, nigga, I want to be like you. Fuck you mean? I go tell him that.
You know, you original, Stay. You've been around from day one before.
Shout out to Star Slick, goddamn. She putting some money in my pocket. 100. Fuck you mean, Junior. What's up, buddy? What's up, my nigga? What's up, man? Oh, Chief? Fuck y'all talking about? Next, man. Let's get to the business. Where the nigga motherfucker Goofy's at?
They listening. I'm
tell
trying
Goofy to call in.
I want to go back.
I didn't mean to interrupt
y'all like that. Oh, no. Big Ant, like I said, I know who you are, man. We go way back. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I know who you are, so
you know,
it ain't no thing about us.
Man, let's get them Goofies on the line.
You know how I know you, you know me, so we ain't gotta go through all that. But now I do want to go back to something that you said a little earlier, Stacey. You said that when it came down to Bobby Suggs, it was a third person in the room.
Yeah, it was third person in the room. When I come over there and holler at him, chop it up about the lingo. You know what I'm saying? That was Roy Beasley Jr. But that's what Bob put on him. I don't know what happened. You know, shout out to Roy Lee, because I love his daddy. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good, but I don't know what the fuck, who did what, but I know somebody read it.
Okay, so you can't.
That's what brought me in the fold.
Okay, so with that being said, it was.
You know,
like,
and then, you know, you got
really...
Shantae Suggs. You got Shantae Suggs, his own brother, ratted through the door. You know what I'm saying? As soon as they called him, Bob and him had to make him recant a statement. You know, all that good shit, too. Y'all trying to forget that now. What's up, CCA? Yeah, motherfucker. Y'all want to play? Let's play. Yeah. Shantae Suggs, what's up, my nigga? I fuck with you. But, you know, that's what happened, though. You know what I'm saying? He ratted through the door. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? Bob was pissed off about it. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? So, Shantae Suggs recanted his statement, so, but you're still a rat. So, what's happening? BM, what's up? Brookshire Mafia in the motherfucking building. Stand up.
All right. So, now, with that being said, like, okay. Like I said, Stacey, I ain't trying to take nothing away from you because I wasn't there, so I don't know.
Right.
But
you right.
You know what I'm saying? And my whole thing is, I'm like I said, this is my job as a motherfucking interviewer to ask the question.
Right.
So with that being said, it's like, okay, what made you say, okay, I'm gonna make a statement? You didn't testify.
What made me go to? I got on the stand afterwards too and made that same statement that I made. So it's not like, you know, I made the statement, they called me back, I made the statement, so I might as well go let them finish the situation. You know what I'm saying? Be willing to die for whatever. No, this is called let the truth be told. You see what I'm saying? Yeah,
okay.
I made a statement, but they brought me, here it is, they brought me in the fold. You see what I'm saying? But at the same token, I had nothing to do with that goddamn situation. I was locked up 2 years before Concord even coming to build it. Y'all put me in y'all business. Mind your business. You feel what I'm saying? That's how that lingo went. You feel me? They tried to put a murder on me. I don't know. You know? Yeah.
So it was more or less like, all right, I'm doing my time. Shit.
Yeah.
Then the motherfucker brought me into it.
Yes, sir. Ain't no question. They know the lingo. That's the truth. And then at the same time, you got a lot of these rap niggas, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, ain't never called a felony. They call themselves stand-up guys. You know what I'm saying? Shulu's hit Screwface, but you ain't never caught a case in your life, man. So you never know what he might do, but he always trying to rat a rat, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But I can't – nobody knows what you'll do because you never broke the law. You know what I'm saying? But you're a gangster, and I know you will shoot. But, you know, you never broke the law. You know, you knew how to do things right, and that was a good thing about you. But until you break a law, then you come hollering about a rat. You know, that's for any nigga that ain't never broke the law.
Okay.
I've been breaking the law since I was a juvenile.
Okay, now Stacey, now I got to play devil's advocate on this.
You can play whatever you want to play.
All right, now you say Hit never broke the law, but at the same time, you know he has. But I mean,
what law he broke? You fighting for Hit, but I'm gonna tell you like this: when a case he ever caught?
No.
You know about it? See, this was shit get fucked up. This what I said. Did you know he caught a case? No, what I'm saying, you keep saying he broke the law. He didn't get caught.
No,
he broke the law.
What you say? I know. Hold on. Listen to what I'm saying now, Stacey. Hold on.
Go ahead.
What you saying. You saying that the motherfucker, if a motherfucker fucked with him, he did what he had to do. Did you not say that?
I didn't never say he did nothing. I said he will. I don't know nothing about criminal man that man did. I knew Hit as a man. Now I want to make sure you understand that. I knew Hit as a man. He always been a man.
Okay.
And I respect Hit. You know what I'm saying? But he bogus. Far as that Hit, he shitted on the city. And he always talking about a rat and how solid he is, but you never broke the law, so we don't know what you gonna do. So you don't understand that level of the game. And I'm not saying he shouldn't. I'm glad he's smarter than the rest of us criminals, but I don't know what Hit may do. He already showed me one sign of some fake ass shit by shitting on the city. But I should do Hit. I respect Hit because he is a man, and he will shoot if you fuck with him. Now that's what I said about Hit. Don't mix the words up.
Oh.
But he bogus.
Okay.
And he can't never rat a rat because Hit Screwface ain't never broke the law that I know of.
Okay. I understand what you're saying now. And then
you got a lot of these motherfuckers that face 2-3 years and think they should stand up niggas. Man, get your bitch ass somewhere and sit down. Period. Now what's happening?
Okay. I hear what you're saying.
I caught another federal case since I've been out, and another state case since I've been out, and ain't no motherfucker in jail. You know why? Because I ain't got 15 niggas on my dick riding around snitching on a nigga. So I held my own.
Oh.
So what's happening?
Okay, now let's bring up that allegation, Stacey, since you brought that up. I ain't going to bring up no names. I'm not going to say no names because...
Wait a minute. Just let the truth be told. Just let it be told. I don't want to hear it. If you got to have a nigga name, have a nigga face, right, yeah.
Well, fuck it, Stacey.
Yeah.
You know how we do.
Yeah.
We ain't doing no hiding faces
and shit. What's happening?
Okay, Heathy. I'm just going to say a name and you tell me. Heathy.
Who in the hell is Heathy?
Oh, you don't
Heathy?
Know him?
Man, yeah. I don't know. I ain't never heard of a nigga named Heathy in my whole motherfucking life.
Okay. All right. Well,
fuckers are Heathy.
We'll bypass.
Yeah, move that shit. I don't even know. Send a picture or something. send a picture of us eating together or something.
Okay.
Post it on Facebook. I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to bring up the rumor. Because shit, like I said.
Yeah, bring up the rumor. Bring up the rumor.
You know what, Stacey? You absolutely right. Because Sin City don't bow down to shit.
It was a rumor
that my man, I mean, that's my man. He cool with me. It was a rumor that you had got Heathy locked up.
Fuck all the rumor shit. Tell them to send the paperwork and post it. Tell them to like they did
okay.
Bob. Send the paperwork and post it. That's what we do. That let's shut that down because I don't know no Heathy. I ain't never seen him. He wanna just glorify himself and use me as a scapegoat.
No, Heathy, you can suck my dick. Hold on, you know what I'm saying?
All that extra
shit. Hold on, Stacey.
Yeah.
Now this is what I got to say about that. Heathy never said it. This was just a rumor. And like
okay,
saying,
well, I don't want to hear no shit. I don't want to hear no shit like that. You know, that shit, because I stopped going on a nigga.
Hold on, Stacey. This is what the show was about. We airing out all the rumors.
Okay, I'll tell you now.
We getting rid of all the rumors and the motherfucking accusations, right?
Okay, I don't know no Heathy. I don't ever seen no Heathy. You know, Heathy's not even relevant. And whoever told you that, you know what I'm saying, put him on, tell him to call in.
Bullshit.
Tell him to show some pay. Right, yeah, tell him to do
that. That's what I'm saying. Dog. I'm giving you the open mind.
I know you're doing your job, bro.
Right.
You doing your job. I respect it.
Right. Yeah. I'm giving you the motherfucking. I'm giving you the motherfucking chance to say what's real, what's bullshit.
Yeah. And I'm here. What's happening?
I'm just telling you shit that's going by me. And I'm
all right, well, let's get to the next
saying.
Question. Because I don't know. He is a waste of time. Because I never even heard that name before. It's a waste of energy. I ain't got no energy to motherfucking waste. What's happening?
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, the next
Miss Butter, you have something you want to say?
I got two rumors, and you say you don't want to do the rumors, but this is what a radio show is about.
I do rumors.
The first rumor is like you said that you and Rock Vega was cool and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's all kind of videos and things stating different. So
hey, check this out, baby. Let me tell you. Rock Vega is on my DVD. No. Don't you ever try to tell me when I'm. You go to YouTube and see Rock Vega on my shit. Rock Vega is. Don't tell me about what you see if you ain't looking good. Because Rock Vega running with me. He running with me on my DVD. He got a song with me, with my people, with that Kush shit.
And that's
that
exactly
shit.
What I'm saying. It's confusing. It's confusing. They see him on the phone talking to you.
Right.
And what was it? You a bitch.
Okay, you want me to clarify that?
Yeah.
You want me to clarify that?
Okay, so you're
because
telling me that you love somebody who is basically saying you a bitch.
See, here's the thing. I'm saying he a bitch. He can say I'm a bitch because we family. You know what I'm saying? So have you take that. It ain't going to never be nothing between me and Rock Vega. I love the nigga to death. You know what I'm saying? We on each other's shit. We been thugging since we were kids. So we entertaining the goofies. So have a goofy take it. It don't make no motherfucking difference to us.
That's answering.
I might call him a fat motherfucking spanky bitch tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to go eat at his house. So have him. What up? What's happening?
And then the whole situation with Freddie Gibbs.
Freddie Gibbs, I just told you about the Freddie Gibbs situation. I got out of federal prison. I tell you, that nigga was talking and saying something. I said, who the fuck is Freddie Gibbs? He come on the page talking about some old rat shit. So from then on, we've been beefing ass since, you know what I'm saying? But he never was a beef to me. He was entertainment to me because I he's nothing. Like, come on, man. This Freddie Gibbs we talk about. But it's okay, you know what I'm saying? We talk about Freddie Gibbs, no nigga that's in the streets or nothing like that, just, you know, a good kid, a college kid, you know, that's very intelligent and very take care of his business, a grinder, and, you know, and I respect that part about him, but beefing, never. You know what I'm saying? Not Billy Lord, should do Billy Lord. Now, Billy Lord don't like people fucking with his uncle, so, of course, he won't take his head off, but I told him I wouldn't even go to jail for Freddie Gibbs. Freddie Gibbs, he don't want no beef. It's not about beef with him, Freddie Gibbs. If you're beefing with Freddie Gibbs, you got to be gay.
The whole video.
Yeah, it was entertainment. Yeah, he entertained the video too.
You weren't talking about Jeezy.
Yeah, I was talking about Jeezy too. Jeezy's a bitch too. You know, so I call him a bitch too. You know, Jeezy's a bitch too. You know, because he entertained some bullshit. And from what I hear, so he a bitch too. Now, it could be entertainment or whatever you want to think. It's all entertainment to meet you a nigga across the yellow tape. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. I don't got no beef with nobody. Everybody saying I'm a rat. They got the beef. So I'm just entertaining they goofy ass. So until they bring some real noise to me, then we can deal with it. But at this point in my life right now, that I have never had a beef with anyone in Garyana. You know why? Because I'm still living. When you have beef with a nigga, you have bullet holes in you. I don't have them. So these dudes is just want some fun and want to, you know, I don't know what they want, but I know they ain't really trying to beef. That's what I can tell you that, because I'm everywhere. And I'm going to be everywhere. I'm going to continue to be everywhere because I'm not scared to die. So what the fuck y'all going to do? What's up? Next. Get the motherfuckers on the phone.
I have a question. And someone asked me to ask this, so not coming
it
from
be
me.
About, it better not be about me fucking no bitch. Because if it be about a bitch, I'm not asking it. And I don't want to hear nothing about fucking no bitch. Because I'm not hearing no shit about no bitch. I'm going to hang up. If you're talking about a bitch, you a bitch your damn self. I don't want to hear nothing about fucking. That's some dumb ass shit to come on the radio about. Them niggas, them type of niggas right there, I wish they died for real, because how you going to even ask me about a bitch and we talking about street shit? They carry your goof ass on. You ask me about the shit, I'm hanging up. That's about some bitches. I'm not exposing no hoes. I salute my women. I don't fucking play with my women. You know what I'm saying? Don't fucking disrespect no woman.
I'm not talking about somebody you cheating with or nothing like that.
I don't
want to
talk
about
no bitches, period. Don't discuss me with no bitches because I'm not a fag. Talk to the fags about bitches. You got another question on some street shit?
I didn't say you was no fag.
Okay, well, don't ask me about
and
who I fuck.
You can talk that hard for shit all you want to, all that gangster shit. I ain't
yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Well, let's talk back then.
Yeah,
let's,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just turn this motherfucker up then.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear nothing about no bitch.
Well,
turn it up then.
Yeah.
I respect women.
Somebody
salute the women.
Somebody asked me to ask the question
okay.
while I was
well,
here.
Well,
so
okay, here's the question. No. Here's the question. Don't ask me nothing about fucking, because it don't pertain in the streets. That's pertaining to. I'm telling this not against you, baby. I salute you. I respect you. You're grinding on. But please do not ask me nothing about fucking, because it don't add to nothing. That's all I'm asking you. That's all I'm asking
okay.
you from me to you. Anything else,
you?
I'm asking.
Okay,
and I salute you, baby, and I appreciate
you.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's why I said,
hold on. Stay.
Yeah.
That's one of my co-hosts, man. You
got to
respect my co-hosts.
I said I respect and I saluted him. What you want me to do? I asked her, don't ask me nothing about fucking, because I don't talk about fucking. That's not what I'm here for. That's clown. No, baby, I'm not slapping on nobody. I respect y'all. Listen, bro.
You ain't even give a chance to ask the question.
I don't want to talk about.
Whatever,
okay, well, here's the thing. Okay, I'm going to just tell you like this. Don't ask me nothing about a woman. I don't give a fuck who it is. We talking about gangster shit, and that's it. Y'all on fugazi shit, then hang the phone up. You know what I'm saying? If you on gangster shit, because you'll never be a sassy Mike Kevin about no bitches. So what I'm saying is, if it's about pussy, you on some other shit, because that's what I'm here for.
All right,
you call a hit or some motherfucker with that shit. A call, man, I know what the shit is.
You ain't
give
her a chance to ask the question. She ain't even said nothing about a bitch yet.
Okay, well, I just told you, okay. Long as it's about nothing about fucking, oh, you can ask me anything you want to ask. You got any other questions? You got any callers? What's up? And tell me, whoever, if anybody asks me about anything about fucking, tell them to suck my dick and tell them I'm going to fuck their mama.
What's up?
So to clarify, you're saying we can't ask you about fucking, period, or we can't ask you about fucking
women? No, I don't ask me about fucking, period, no. If you don't ask me about no women, I'm not supposed to don't ask me about no bitches, don't ask me nothing about no bitches. I'm not gangster with hoes. I love my women, and I appreciate women. So, no, I'm not going to talk about the woman on the earth. That's disrespectful to me, disrespect my mama, your sister, and you. So don't ask me nothing about that. And then you being disrespectful. I'm saying, no, don't ask me nothing about no woman.
I understand what you just said, but you didn't understand my question. I said, you made it clear that you don't want us to ask you any questions about fucking a woman, period.
Hey, bro, listen.
But does
that
mean we cannot ask you questions about fucking a man?
No fucking period. A man? Yeah, you asked me about a man, yeah. You got to talk about a man.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Okay,
gay shit.
Thank you for that.
Okay, go with that now. Yeah, we can do the gay shit.
Okay, well, I don't even know if her question was about that, but you didn't even allow her to speak, baby.
Oh, well,
no,
it wasn't about that.
And if I choose to ask the question, I will ask.
And I'm
going to
tell you to suck my dick. And I'm going to tell you to suck my dick. And I'm going to tell you to suck my dick. So it's going to matter.
Hold on, baby.
I ain't even talked to her. I ain't know she was on the phone.
She didn't even ask you a question yet to disrespect her. So you can't disrespect her.
Okay, well.
She didn't ask you a question.
Okay, well, I ain't disrespect her. What's the question?
Disrespectful. So
what's the question?
You can't get on the show and disrespect her.
Okay, well, I ain't gonna disrespect it, but if she asks me some shit that off the record, what's on that post, I'm gonna go ham.
Hey, you ain't gonna do shit.
Yeah, okay.
I'm mad.
I know, okay.
Go on, ask the question.
She ain't ask you no question.
I don't give a fuck about that Stacey man shit, none of that. Come on, this motherfucker, this radio with that goofy shit, I'm going in. Now, what's up?
Now, hold on.
You keep saying Stacey, I'm telling you what I'm doing.
Hold on, dog.
You said, okay, we made the post. What you mean respectable, dog? I just told you we not talking about nothing about no fucking unless it's about fucking a man. I'm not talking about women. Why y'all keep saying
that?
Okay, what's the problem?
Damn.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me talk. First of all, she never asked you a question yet before you even said anything. So for you to just go off on her, that
okay, well, I apologize.
Right,
I apologize. Okay, I'm finna apologize to the lady. I apologize. You know what I'm saying? If you accept it, I hope you do. But, you know, I don't know what to tell you. But I do truly apologize. Go along with your question. I apologize deeply. So what's up? Do we got a question?
I don't got no fucking question for you.
Well, I appreciate your service.
You don't need to appreciate shit.
I have no idea.
Keep your comments to your fucking self.
God bless
that's
you.
What the fuck you do? Yeah, what the fuck?
God bless you.
God bless you.
Now,
hold on, Stacey. Now, I got to tell you, dog.
I just said, God bless you.
Now,
what do y'all want me to do?
No, Stacey, because you got disrespectful, dog. She didn't even ask you a question.
I got disrespectful.
Because she didn't even ask you a question.
No, the other girl.
Just dumped her down the throat.
I said, I apologize.
And I understand that. I mean, whether
hey,
she said
you apologize
or not,
twice, but
you're
mad disrespectful, yeah.
I don't even know who you is, so really,
you,
I mean,
man.
I'm just talking to the wall. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so, but I'm saying, I apologize.
Girl, did you say?
Okay, listen, baby. I said I apologize deeply. You got to understand when I say apologize deeply, you know what I'm saying? Respect that. That's all I'm asking. I don't know
but
what you're saying, but the way... Listen, the way the girl act, the way the girl is finna come at me like she's finna ask me about me fucking a bitch or some stupid ass shit. So I went
she
in.
Didn't ask
I wasn't
a
really,
goddamn question.
No, listen,
she
listen.
She didn't
even
ask any questions, Stacey.
I know
she
that, but I really wasn't
questions.
Going on. Listen, I really wasn't never going on the caller. I was talking to the person that was finna, was telling me what the caller was finna say. So I never was directing
right,
that to the caller. I was
right,
directing that to the person
goal.
That was finna tell me about the caller. So it never
okay,
was towards you, the caller.
Okay, but like I said, at the same time, that's for co-hosts, though. So you got to
okay, I know. I respect it. I respect it. I apologize to you, too. Any woman, I'm apologizing to. A nigga, I'm not apologizing to. So whatever. You can get that from me.
All
so
right.
We got any
well,
more questions?
Out, dog. Nah. I'm going to okay. The end of the night, we're coming towards the end of the show. What do you want to say towards the end?
It is show, you know, I just, you know, that's my side of the story. That's my story that y'all got so many different stories out here on me, you know, so of course I'm angry because it's a bunch of fictitious ass lies that y'all just building up in your own minds, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a working man, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing the right thing and I'm changed, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm trying to do and that's what I want, that's what I'm looking for the youth to do, you know what I'm saying? If you watch me at any time in your life, watch me now. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't in the streets. You know what I'm saying? I have a deep appreciation for women. But when I think somebody's trying to play, like, the goofy-ass games, then that shit sends me to the roof. But I never want to disrespect a woman. And I truly apologize to that caller. You know what I'm saying? Deeply apologize to that caller because I just went off the record because I felt like a motherfucker was going to take me to a place that this wasn't what that was about. But I do truly apologize to her. And your co-host. Deeply. You know what I'm saying? Sincerely. Because I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. But my thing is, at the end of the day, I'm not beefing with none of these guys. You know what I'm saying? Don't got nothing personal against none of them because it's not even worth my time. You know what I'm saying? But all these guys I spoke on have disrespected me in public at some point of time somewhere, either Facebook or with another person or not, or I wouldn't even mention their name. So all I'm doing is giving them back what they gave me. I took it like a man, then they need to take it like a man. If it go anywhere farther than that, then they know I'm with that shit. But other than that, I'm 100.
That's what's up. All right, now,
you know,
with that being said, now, Stacey, for everything that you've been through and everything that you've done, what do you got to say to the youth?
Man, I'm trying to tell the youth right now, man, just, man, go clock into somebody's clock. Go punch in somebody's clock. These people ain't playing too many rats all over the street. Everybody making up all kind of shit. You don't know who is who no more. You could be your brother setting you up. Because I ain't in that. You know what I'm saying? That whole lingo right there, my nigga, on everything I love, that shit dead. If you're drug dealing, man, you're going to jail. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. You're going to jail. That shit ain't cool no more. And that's on the real. If you're drug dealing, you're going to jail, man. And I'm praying for all these young niggas out here, you know what I'm saying, to do something different, man. You know what I'm saying? If the woman don't want you because she ain't got no money, she wants you from the jump. You know what I'm saying? A real woman gonna help you from the mud. You know what I'm saying? They gonna tell you to get it right. You know what I'm saying? And y'all can bubble together. You know what I'm saying? But y'all niggas rather run around with 15 niggas instead of getting with your girl and y'all build up some plan. You know what I'm saying? But you run around with the niggas and then that don't fuck every time. But in real life right now, that drug dealing shit finna send you niggas to jail, man. And I ain't judging y'all because I've been there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you what's happening. That shit is over with. Then if goddamn this mark Donald Trump get in office, nigga, you might have a rope in your cell when you walk in there, man. They putting shackles on niggas' legs, man. You know what I'm saying? This shit is over with. And that's real talk from a motherfucker that been there, done that, man, been out here a long time. You know what I'm saying? And I love these young niggas out here. You know what I'm saying? Because that's my lifestyle. And I salute all these young niggas out here that's getting this money and doing their thing, and I'm not taking it away from them, but they need to punch a clock. Because if they don't, I work at Taco Bell, my nigga. Taco Bell, now I have 50, 60, 70, 80,000 all the time. I never on the street without no money. You know what I'm saying? Always the bad cars, houses, everything. But I'm at Taco Bell right now, man. Them people ain't finna lock me up no more, take away from my family, man. I ain't going for that shit. The only thing I'm gonna take away from my family right now is a nigga step in my space. And my space is fucking with me and mine. ain't bother with you niggas. I don't give a fuck about you niggas. I don't fuck with you niggas. I don't do niggas know who I fuck with because I call their phone or I text them. If I ain't doing that, man, I'll holler at you in the street. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no beef with no nigga. Let's get that understood because ain't none of you niggas worth my time. But don't fuck with me because I am not going to allow it. And you niggas know that point blank. Anywhere in the street, I'm not going to allow it. Call me what you want, fag, snitch. This ain't, if you pull something up on me, you already know to blow my motherfucking brains out because I'm not going to allow it. And any motherfucker know me know that because I love me some meat. But I love y'all and all that extra shit, you know what I'm saying? And this ain't, you know, that ain't what it's about, but I'm just giving y'all back what y'all gave. Respect it. Put some respect on my name, like the nigga Cash Money said.
Let me say something. I want to apologize to all the callers that push one. I'm usually on point, but tonight I had a lot of technical difficulties. I apologize and I wasn't able to get y'all in. I normally don't run a show like this, but the technical part was crazy. So I do apologize to everybody that pushed one and wasn't able to get in on the show. That's on me. All right, go ahead, man.
Okay, well, hold on, man. We got some callers right now. We got a caller from 317. I ain't going to say your whole number, but 2171.
What's poppin' with it?
What's happening?
I'm on this bitch live.
Who that?
It's Big Homie. That's poppin'.
That's my son. He thug like, man. That's a little maniac, y'all. He thugging. It looks like monkey.
Hey, what y'all got going on here?
We ain't on shit, son. We just thugging, looking for the goofies.
Okay, I see you press one. You want to ask a question real quick?
No question anymore.
Huh?
No question anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. She can't ask no question. She can't ask no question.
No, I'm not allowed to ask
a
question.
No, you can ask a question. No, you can ask a question. But if, what question you want to
no,
ask, but don't
ask
it.
Hold on. Calm down.
No.
Hold on. I didn't even have a question. I just heard a bunch of disrespect, so I wanted to get in on it. You wanted to go out and disrespect it.
We're done with that now. We moved on. I respect, baby. It's all good. Mine.
I got a question.
What's the question?
You like feet?
Man, get your ass off the phone. Man, hang up on my son, man. ASAP. I love feet, nigga. They don't want nothing, man. What's up? All
right. Well,
what a motherfucker goofy.
All right, hold on, man. We got another caller. We got one, 1475.
Yeah. Big Gang, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who is it?
This man in Hawk, nigga.
Oh, what's up, Chief? What's up, baby?
Hey,
that's Chief right there.
Hey, son, listen.
Wait, man.
Yeah, I've been sitting here listening to the show for quite a minute, man. I'm going to tell you like this. I tip my cap to you because a lot of niggas could not come out in the public and do what you did. You did. You clarified a lot of shit up, man. And like I say, at the end, like old boy say, the conclusion of this talk show, I'm trying to hear how you going to totally close this demonstration because make this your first and last time and live from this point on, man.
That's your back, homie.
Man,
I already know
love.
I love you too, bro. One way.
I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, that's Chief, man. That's Money Hawk, man. Yeah, that's my boss. You know?
Okay, all right.
Hello? That's my boss. That's Chief.
Okay. All right. We done been through the whole show.
Hold on for a second, man. We got a couple new callers.
Go ahead. 1475.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
sir. Already spoke. All is well.
That's cheap right there.
Hold, dog.
Okay. All right. All right. 2161. 2161.
What's up?
You got a question?
Nino.
Who did Nino?
Yeah, Nino.
What's up, cuzzo?
I didn't listen to the whole show. It's 100, cuz.
100. Where the Goofies at? Send the Goofies. Where the Goofies at? They got so many questions. I'm out.
They're not going to call.
You already know. Yeah, I'm out here.
It's Brookshop for life. Here.
Oh, my mama.
All right, check this out. Check this out. If anybody got a final question, you got to push one in order to get your question heard. So if you got a question for Big Game, then push one.
Quit hiding, nigga.
You hang.
Shut up, boy.
All right.
Good. You better tell them.
Man, I'm just waiting on the callers, man. All this shit they've been saying for the last 7 years, I'm waiting on the callers. Where they at?
Hey, I've been listening.
Yeah, but I'm talking about all the goofies, man. I've been inboxing my man. Is that nothing? What they want to talk about?
Man.
I just gave them the game.
What
you got for me?
We ain't streaming on Facebook no more, but we still going. So motherfuckers
can
feel.
I'm 100%.
Shout out to
Sand City
Radio.
God damn it. I'm going to support that for life. Sand City Radio and Jacksonville Radio for giving me this platform. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that deeply. 100.
And that's what's up. Like I said, man, we just trying to do things. But now, Stacy, my whole thing is that we gave you the platform to say what you want to say, do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? And I understand that you probably got a little heated. But at the same time, everybody ain't against you, man. Everybody,
I already know that, bro. I know that.
Everybody,
I appreciate that.
Everybody don't feel like you know you the wrong nigga. You this, you that, you the other. You know, so you know. At the same time, you did get disrespectful.
And I apologize deeply. You know, more I can do is say that I apologize deeply to the ladies. Deeply, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, you know, that's the most I can do. I don't know. I can't reach through a hug them. They might slap the shit out of me. So all I can do is really, like, just say I apologize deeply, you know, sincerely, you know. And I would pray for them to forgive me, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going through some kind of menopause.
I do feel like you got a lot of shit out the way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm going to go on record to say this. And a lot of motherfuckers probably not going to like me for what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it any motherfucking way. For 7 years, the motherfucker, he took a lot of flack, and I will give you that, Stacey. You took a lot of flack from a lot of people. You did. And, you know, a lot of motherfuckers said what they had to say, and this motherfucker went worldwide. You done streamed from Australia to motherfucking Europe. And and damn sure you done streamed through Gary. And if a motherfucker wanna say something, they had ample opportunity to say something. So I'm gonna say this, and I mean, like I said, whether motherfucker get mad at me or not, look here. Do not text me tomorrow saying that's fucked up. The nigga should have said this. The nigga shouldn't have said that. Well, he said this, he said that. Don't text me tomorrow because you had ample opportunity. You wanted to talk to the motherfucker. You wanted to say what the fuck you had to say to him. You know, because Jadine done told you fuck you 3 times tonight. Oh,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I'm saying, I mean, if you wanted to talk to him, you wanted to have something to say to him, you should have said
that. Quit being bitch ass niggas, man. Y'all need to quit being bitch ass niggas, though, for real, man. Y'all need to leave my name out y'all motherfucking mouth, man. I don't want you niggas bitches. You know, leave my name out your mouth. Man, y'all got rats y'all running with. Y'all running with a lot of rats right now, but y'all still focus on me. I do what I do, man. I get money. I do what I do, man. I'm working at Taco Bell, get my little checks. I'm doing my thing, whatever I'm doing. But I don't mind you niggas' business, man. You never heard me gossiping about you niggas, man, because you niggas ain't worth my time. I am in all you niggas' mouth, and it don't make sense. Like, y'all niggas fascinated with my dick or something. Fall back, man.
What?
Real shit. Mm. Stacy Brookshire, man. I'm the boss, man. Yeah, the boss, man. Y'all niggas know it. Move the fuck around. I'm out here.
All right, man. With that being said, Stacy, is them your last words?
Them my last word, man. But any motherfucker don't like me, y'all know I do a lot of events. You know what I'm saying? Pull up. 100. I'm pray for y'all, though. But, oh, to the kids, man, for real, man, you know what I'm saying? Stop listening to these dudes about me, man. Fuck with me, man. I'm a good guy. You know what I'm saying? I do all the right things. You know what I'm saying? Anything I do, I do. The help, whatever. You know, I'm, and the ladies, you know, I love y'all. You know, that's 100. I love the ladies, man. The ladies love me. And I love pretty feet. Y'all know goddamn well if you come around with that bogus-ass toes, I'm going to step on them. On everything.
Man,
I got to get to work, though. I got to get to work. I got to get to work, though. I got to go to work, man. I'm a little late because I want to, you know, address this issue to, man, these niggas, man, because I'm so sick of these niggas, man, that it's just starting to irritate my skin. You know, a lot of these niggas just jealous of me, man. That's point-blank period. Concord brought Concord down. Hit, I respect Hit, but Hit bogus is a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And all the rest of the shit they got going on, man. All this shit out here bogus is a motherfucker. Shout out to Tate, goddamn it, Nip, Wax, real niggas. Nip was there for a nigga when I came home, goddamn it, 100. You know what I'm saying? Dash was there for a nigga when I came home, 100. You know what I'm saying? So it's all real, man. You know, Kenny Mack, the Dor Miller niggas, Delaney niggas, all the real niggas, man. Shout out to my motherfucking big brother, Thug Down Mud Jeff, you know what I'm saying? Fifth Block, I love them niggas. 100 to my Fifth Block niggas. They always fuck with the Dog Pound. You know what I'm saying? I'm original Fifth Block nigga, man. Goddamn, shout out to Bottom Side. Goddamn, Mikey, little Mikey, them, Damon, them, all them niggas. They love face. They fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you, man. Just shout out to all the hood niggas, man. All the hood niggas fuck with me, man. All the young niggas fuck with me. Long live Billy, man. Shout out to Shout Out. Goddamn, y'all know what it is. Danger, what's up? What's up, my Uncle Michael? You know what I'm saying? The Brookshire family. All that shit, man. They just the fugazi rap niggas, man. Only don't fuck with me, don't fuck me is the rap niggas. That's crazy. The rap niggas don't fuck with me. You motherfuckers have got to be crazy, you rap niggas. Sick of you rap niggas, man. All people don't fuck with me is rap niggas. Shout out to Earl Ballard, goddamn Fifth Block.
What up? All right, that's what's
TP,
up.
What's
all
up?
Right, we up out of here, man. Sin City Radio. You know how we do. SinCityRadioShow.com. Hit us up. This has been the most, I got to say, what you say, Fontaine? It's got to be the most exhausting show.
Man. Yeah.
It was a good one, though.
Yeah. All right. You know what?
All right. One.
We get all right, dog. All right, dog.
You got me fucked up. Yeah, fucked all the way up.
Yeah.
You know that song, man? Bump that, yeah.
Bump that shit before we hang up.
Yeah, that's my son. Shout out to Lil Maniac. Goddamn, y'all know he ride with me all the way till the wheels fall off. That's the future. 100.
Okay.
He ain't going without his daddy.
Sorry we didn't get a little Josh on the line, man. Gave him all that. I hit him up.
He called me. He had a little situation, man, at the hospital.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, y'all. We gonna get up out of here. We gonna leave y'all with that little Josh featuring Brookshire Mafia. You got me fucked up. All right, y'all. Peace.
Yeah.
Thug Life, Chris Black with Brookshire Mafia. What up, soldier? Your man, yeah. From Indiana to Louisiana. Thug Life.
You got me fucked up. Yeah, I'm fucked all the way up. But this pistol got me fucked all the way up. Nigga, you got me fucked up. Acting like you can't be touched. See, you remind me of my bitch. Run your mouth too much. You got me fucked up. If you think I ain't slanging nine, bitch, I die behind mine. Nigga, you got me fucked up. Find your body in the trunk. Boy, you a hoe. You ain't everybody. get violent, cause I keep a pistol silent.
You got me fucked up, yeah, I'm fucked all the way up. But this pistol got me fucked all the way up. Nigga, you got me fucked up, acting like you can't be touched. See, you remind me of my bitch, run your mouth too much. You got me fucked up, if you think I ain't slangin' I, shit, bitch, I die behind mine. Nigga, you got me fucked up, don't run up.